Hey there, welcome back to Marketing Matchmaker. On my last solo episode, we were discussing the importance of taking action to really grow your business. Because let's be honest, having a strategy is fantastic, but if you're not taking action on that strategy, it's not going to get you anywhere. Today, I wanted to dive into a topic that will not just help you take action, it will help you to grow your business, increase your revenue, and scale your impact for the long term. One of my favorite quotes is, "Failing to plan is planning to fail." Yes, today we're talking about the art or science, you might say, of crafting a structured game plan for consistently growing your business. Because flying by the seat of your pants might be great for a spontaneous road trip or maybe to go out to dinner with friends, but when it comes to your business, it really is a one-way ticket to catastrophe. Before we dive into that, I want to give you an eye-opening statistic. I mean, honestly, it's one that I come back to quite often. Did you know that almost 70% of small businesses die within the first 10 years? That's right, my friends. If you are past your 10-year mark, you are in the top 30% of business owners. And a lot of those businesses fail not because of a lack of passion or even from bad ideas. A lot of them fail simply because they don't have a game plan that's going to take them from point A to point Z. Without a game plan, it's often like trying to build a house without blueprints, right? How are you going to bring that idea, that beautiful vision of your dream home to life without the structures and the pieces that go along the way? That is what a game plan, a marketing plan, a business plan can do for your business. So in today's episode, we're not just going to sketch out vague ideas. I really want to lay down those brick and mortar pieces, those solid actionable items that you can do to tailor make a plan for your business growth. So grab your notepad and let's get into the nitty-gritty of building out a game plan that not only survives the wild ride of entrepreneurship, it helps you thrive in it. All right, let's start with story time, because who doesn't love a good tale, especially when it's sprinkled with a bit of business missteps. I want to start with a client of mine, and we're going to call her Wing It Wendy, because she really lived by the motto, wing it until you can't. So Wendy started her coaching business on a wing and a prayer. Let me tell you, she was so passionate about what she was doing and who she was helping. She had the drive to really create a massive business and make massive changes in the world. And she was a rock star in those early days, really pulling in six figures, all while running a lot on pure adrenaline and instinct. But here's the kicker. Wendy hit what I like to call the scaling wall. Picture this for a second. Wendy's geared up and ready to rocket her business to seven figures. That is her goal. But instead of a rocket, she got more of a pogo stick. She was bouncing from one shiny new object idea to the next. No plans, just gut feeling. Her business strategy was like trying to cook a gourmet meal just by flicking through a cookbook at random pages. I will say, during our first sit down or come to strategy meeting, I had to break it to her. I told her that we needed to swap these wing and a prayer for some real blueprints if you are aiming to build something that's going to last. So this is what we did. We started with having Wendy take a hard look at her business from a mirror perspective. We talked about really understanding where she truly excelled, where she was just taping things together with a lot of enthusiasm, but not a lot of strategy or planning. And then we dove into one of my favorite things to do with clients. We dove into a SWOT analysis. It helped Wendy to really see her strengths, her weaknesses, her opportunities, the threats within her business. And yes, we definitely categorized Wing It as a threat. Because let's be honest, winging it really is a threat. You never know what's going to happen when you wing it. Diving into a SWOT analysis with Wendy really helped us to see where her business was really strong and where the weaknesses were. So we were able to craft a strategy and a plan that would help her to grow rather than just kind of throwing spaghetti at the wall to see what sticks. So I want to take a second with you and ask you to grab a pen and paper right now. Think about your own business and let's walk through a quick SWOT analysis. We'll start with this question. What are you absolutely killer at? What are you better at than anyone else? That, my friends, is your strength, and that's what we want to capitalize on. And then where do you feel like you're just pretending to have it all together? What is it that you're struggling with? What are the things that you put off because they're exhausting for you? Those, my friends, are your weaknesses and the things that you can help bring in somebody else to support you on. The next question is, what's out there that you could grab if you just had a plan? Is there a new market? Is there a new audience? Is there a new program or opportunity that will allow you to skyrocket your business? Those are your opportunities. And then what is keeping you up at night when it comes around your business? That's your threats. Those things that you're like, I don't know how to do XYZ, or I'm scared that this is going to happen. It could be things like, I have no idea how to market my business. Or maybe it's your financials because you don't actually know where your business is at financially. Those are the kind of things that can stumble a business and sometimes end it if you don't catch them at the right time. So learn from Wing It, Wendy, because sometimes you have to stop winging it to start winning at it. When we are creating our plan, we need to look for our goals. That is really the start. What is it that you want more than anything when it comes to your business? Goals are more than just important. They are crucial for growing your business. Think of your goals as your GPS. Without them, you're kind of driving around blind, hoping you'll stumble upon your destination by chance. And that's really not the most effective way to do things, is it? When it comes to goals, we always, always want to do SMART goals. And here's the thing. If you haven't heard of a SMART goal, it's more than a clever acronym. It is your blueprint for success. SMART stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Each of the elements of a SMART goal helps to ensure that your goal isn't just a wish. It's clear and actionable target. So your goal should be clear and specific so that you know exactly what you're aiming for. Without it, you're flying blind. Your brain operates better when it has very specific things. So if you have vague notions like more money or more clients, it's going to be difficult to really assess whether or not what you're doing is working. If you have really clear KPIs on that of, I want to make six figures this year, or I want to have a six-figure launch, or I want to have 20 new clients, those are tangible, specific goals that we can reach for. Speaking of KPIs, you want everything to be measurable. You need to be able to track your progress to know when you've achieved your goals. Otherwise, you're guessing and going by instinct and gut. And I will tell you that while our gut can lead us in some directions, oftentimes when it comes to measurable items, our gut isn't always right. Your goal should also be realistic and attainable. Because if you've never made a dollar, having your goal be $1 million in 1 year, it's going to be a struggle. You need to have been able to successfully sell your product, service, or solution before you can actually attain those $1 million marks. It's about pushing your limits and also being aware of what those limits are. Your goals also need to be relevant. This means that your goals should align with your broader business objectives, meaning that all of your business should have the same objectives. It should matter to you and your company. And I'm going to also add in here that it should also align with your life objectives, because our life is the foundation of our business. And so if we are trying to run our life outside of our business goals, if we're trying to run our business outside of our life goals, sometimes our business can eat our life. I've had it happen to myself. I am telling you, make sure that those goals are relevant to both your business and your life in order to make them achievable. And the last piece is time bound. Every goal needs a deadline. Without a timeline, there's no sense of urgency. There's no, this needs to be done by this time, and this time, which means oftentimes it gets done tomorrow. And tomorrow never comes. Make sure that when you are creating your plan, you are creating SMART goals. When you are looking at those goals, think about it from a perspective of where you're at in your business currently. If you are just starting up, maybe your goal is something around increasing your recurring revenue from $5,000 to $10,000 by the end of the third quarter. That's a very specific goal in that startup phase. But if you're in maybe the scaling phase, maybe it's having your first five-figure launch. Or if you're scaling even farther, maybe it's having your first six-figure launch. Or maybe it's hitting those revenue goals for the year and then breaking them down by quarter. Whatever it is about your business, where you're at is where you want to start when it comes to creating those goals. So as I promised, all of these podcasts come with really actionable tips. So let's take that SWOT analysis that you did earlier. Look at your strengths and think about a specific goal that leverages those strengths. Consider your opportunities. Make sure that it's achievable. Set a measure for your success and put a time frame on it. That is how you are going to really create long-term success. So let's say that your SWOT analysis is talking about how strong of a customer base that you have, but you have poor online engagement. Your SMART goal could be to increase your Instagram engagement by, let's say, 30% by the end of next quarter, by posting daily and engaging directly with your followers, comments, and messages. That is a very attainable goal. Think about where you want to see your business in the next few months. I know we are almost halfway through the year and we have such a long way to go to the end of the year. So if you define your path to get there, you will be better able to go faster and go higher. Remember, a goal without a plan is just a wish. So start planning and stop wishing your goals away. When we make these goals, we also want to make sure that we break them down into manageable tasks. So taking a large goal and breaking it down into smaller pieces, it's like that saying, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. It can be overwhelming to think about eating an elephant in one go. But if you think about the each individual bite, it becomes more manageable. Yes, I know, eating an elephant sounds disgusting, but let's be real. It is a saying that is out there. The same thing goes for your goals. When you break them down into tasks, each one becomes a mini goal, and that makes it easier to tackle, track, and complete. I'm part of a mastermind group, and we decided to make the month of May Marketing May. Rather than having these massive goals for May, our goal was to increase our marketing in small increments. Every person in the mastermind has a different goal. My goal, obviously, as a marketer is very different than somebody else's goal who's a fractional COO. When we take these goals and break them down into daily pieces, it is much easier to track and to access these big, giant, scary goals. Setting timelines around each of these tasks not only keeps you on track, it also helps you maintain momentum. It's like setting mini deadlines that really do move your business forward. And like that mastermind I was talking about, having accountability when it comes to these goals can really help to propel you forward. So sharing your timelines with someone else, a business partner, a coach, your mastermind, it helps to keep you accountable. So it's harder to back out and slack off when you've already told someone else about your plans. I actually had a friend once say that when you tell other people your dreams come to life. And it's because of that accountability. When you tell other people what you're trying to do, they help to motivate you by pushing you forward. And also, who wants to admit that you didn't do what you said you were going to do? So take some time to really map out your goals. Break them down into smaller pieces. Create that opportunity to really grow your business. I personally love using online tools, but you don't have to. I mean, you can use something as simple as a planner. I have a lot of friends who love to write down their goals and break them down and check things off. I like to use tools like Asana and make all of that stuff in there actionable items so that I'm able to check them off there. Whatever it is that helps you to keep moving forward and keep your plan in front of you is what you need to do. So you remember Wing It Wendy, right? We were talking about how she was all over the place with her ideas and really lacking a solid plan. Together, we really buckled down and crafted a structured marketing strategy tailored just for her business with clear milestones and specific objectives. We committed to this game plan for 6 months. And the results, well, they were pretty freaking amazing. Wendy didn't just meet her goals. She knocked them out of the park, closing out her year with a seven-figure year, her first ever. Because that's what can happen when you have a clear, actionable plan. You can transform your business from being a pogo stick enthusiast into really being the rocket science in the business world. It is the power of strategic planning and focused action that really make your business grow to levels that you have never seen before. I will say there were a couple of things that helped her along the way. One, she and I scheduled a monthly review session to really look over her progress of her project. We got to celebrate her wins and address any challenges that come up, because they will. These regular checkpoints helped us to stay on track with her ultimate objectives. And we were flexible and fluid, because no plan is perfect, and flexibility is the key to really being excited and happy about your business. We made adjustments based on the numbers. We stopped using her gut or her desire to make decisions. So we would adjust her business based on performance. We would adjust her marketing based on what her and her team could handle. It really helped us to keep her business going in the right direction without it going completely off the rails. And I will tell you, one of the biggest things that we did was keeping her motivated. Wendy surrounded herself with a supportive team to tap into that personal development resources that helped keep her drive alive, so that she was motivated to continue forward, and really celebrating those wins was a key piece of that. Here's the thing. Wendy's path wasn't always smooth. She did face some setbacks, like a plan that we created that didn't quite work the way she wanted to, and some of her marketing did not perform as well as expected. However, the resilience that we built into her plan allowed her to pivot rather than panic when it came to growing her business. And that, my friends, is why a well-constructed plan can help you to create massive growth in your business. Wendy's success story is a testament to what is possible when you replace chaos with focus, when you replace that pogo stick with a clear, actionable plan. So my question to you is, why not start your own journey from disarray, from throwing spaghetti at the wall? Create a customized strategic plan and see just how high your business can soar. I want each and every one of you to commit to creating your game plan by the end of the month. Yes, set a date and stick to it. Once you've got your plan, don't just keep it to yourself. Share your progress with your coach, with your team. Hell, share it on social media. Whether you tweet about it or post it on Instagram or share it on Facebook, let everyone know how you're doing. It is the time of year to create that new plan so you can finish out the next 6 months strong. And if you're struggling with that plan, reach out. Head over to yourmarketingmatchmaker.com and schedule a free strategy call. I promise you, you'll walk away with at least one actionable item that will get you on the right track to grow your business, increase your revenue, and scale your impact. So what are you waiting for? Let's get those plans rolling and turn your business dreams into impressive achievements. Go make it happen. And I look forward to hearing about your success. Thank you for listening to the Marketing Matchmaker podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, I would love to hear your feedback. Please head over to Apple iTunes and leave a review so we can hear from you. And if you are a coach, consultant, or online course creator who are looking to grow your business, increase your income, and scale your impact, connect with me at yourmarketingmatchmaker.com. I look forward to hearing from you.